floral them, and tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched through the Belarusian capital of Minsk Sunday, calling for an end to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's rule. This while heavily armed police and troops blocked streets and detained. Demonstrators. Protests have now entered a third week since the disputed presidential election on August 9th, in which Lukashenko claimed victory, while opposition rival Svetlana Tikhanovskaya said she was the true winner. The demonstrations of late are the largest the country has seen since its independence from the USSR. Sunday's rally fell on Lukashenko's 66th birthday. Lukashenko spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin shortly before the protest began, with the Kremlin leader wishing him a happy birthday. The latest rally came amid a harsh crackdown on media freedoms. On Saturday, the Belarusian Foreign Ministry withdrew accreditations for numerous journalists working for international media, including AFP, the BBC, and Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, with a government official citing counterterrorism concerns. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah on Sunday said that his Shiite movement is, quote, open to a French proposal for a new political pact for Lebanon as long as there is a national consensus. And the United Nations says Lebanon is facing a food crisis in the aftermath of the Beirut port blast on August 4th. The UN Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia said Sunday that by year's end, more than half the population won't have basic food needs met, and that immediate measures should be taken to prevent this, including rebuilding the silos at Beirut's port and setting a ceiling for food prices. This is VOA News. Nearly 843,000 people have died of COVID-19 globally, and with no vaccine or effective treatment yet available. Despite these numbers, there has been a steady opposition to lockdowns and social distancing measures in many parts of the world, often because of their harsh economic costs. But resistance has also come from the extreme right and left of the political spectrum, as well as from conspiracy theorists and anti-vaccine campaigners. In Berlin this weekend, thousands gathered to march against coronavirus restrictions, but police later stopped the rally because many were not respecting social distancing measures. Protesters waved German flags and shouted slogans against Chancellor Angela Merkel, slogans often used by the far-right Alternative for Germany party. Many carried placards promoting debunked conspiracy theories about vaccines, face masks, and 5G communications. Similar protests were held in London and Zurich, where some carried signs supporting a far-right movement, which promotes theories about Satan-worshipping and deep state plots. And though the Tour de France set off from the French Riviera on Saturday, it starts 2 months later than planned, and with the French sport minister not ruling out the cancellation of the event, because of the coronavirus. Turkey marked the 98th anniversary of the decisive War of Independence battle against Greek forces Sunday, as the threat of a new conflict with Athens looms in the eastern Mediterranean. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said in a message to commemorate Victory Day that Turkey's struggle for independence and future continues today as well. In recent weeks, Turkish and Greek forces have engaged in a series of cat-and-mouse military exercises in the seas between Cyprus and the Greek island of Crete. The confrontation was sparked when Turkey sent a research vessel accompanied by warships to search for gas and oil reserves. EU member Greece claims the waters are part of its continental shelf and has enlisted the support of the 27-nation bloc, which has condemned Turkey's illegal activities and warned of potential sanctions against Ankara. Turkey says Greece and others are denying its rights to explore for energy resources in the Mediterranean. Afghanistan's president has appointed a Council for National Reconciliation, which will have final say on whether the government will sign a peace deal with the Taliban after what are expected to be protracted and uncertain negotiations with the insurgents. The negotiations were envisioned under a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement signed in February. However, the start has been hampered by a series of delays that have frustrated Washington. Some had expected the negotiations to begin earlier this month. This is VOA News via remote in Washington. I'm Laurel Bowman.